I'm Chris Voss. This is WCRB in concert with the Celebrity Series of Boston, and we're just about back from intermission in this concert with tenor Lawrence Brownlee. Earlier in tonight's concert, Lawrence Brownlee described how he started singing in church in the gospel tradition. And the last portion of tonight's performance is Lawrence Brownlee returning to those roots musically with a set of spirituals sung as only he can. I got a chance to chat with Lawrence Brownlee before the concert and ask him if he approaches the music of spirituals differently than he does, say, the bel canto opera arias that he sings.
I always think that my technique and how I sing is the same. There are some things that are stylistically different, and you have to change certain colors in your voice. The way you approach certain things, you have to change. But the general technique of my voice to try to sing healthy in an efficient manner is important to me. And so, I change a couple things, but not the basic way. The output of how I sing remains the same. And I just try to take all the tools, all the things that I've learned in my career, because it's not just classical music that has been my influence or my education. I've done pop music. I've done musical theater and show tunes. I'm doing art song. And, there's a lot of different things I can pull from. And I try to use those stylistic differences in whatever I'm singing to try to match it to the words or the style that I'm performing at that moment.
Well, let's see what Lawrence Brownlee does with those spirituals. Take a listen. Here he is, Lawrence Brownlee and Mira Huang coming on stage in concert at Jordan Hall.
Pray.
Talk a little bit about the next piece, All Night, All Day. So April is Autism Awareness Month, and I am a proud father of a 7-year-old autistic son named Caleb, and a daughter named Zoe, who's 6 years old. And so, when I found out my son was on the autism spectrum, as every father, you know, when he's born, you think, okay, these are all the things he's going to do, which college he's going to go to. I told my wife, I said, when she became pregnant, I said, how much will it take for him to have the absolute best education from preschool through, Harvard or whatever it was? And we began to plan for that. And then later on, when we found out that he was autistic, it threw me off balance a bit. And so one of the wonderful things about this career is I get a chance to travel and see the world. And so I love that. Since the age of 15, I've been traveling internationally. But one of the drawbacks is the fact that I have to be away from my family. So I miss a lot of time with my wife and my son and my daughter. And so the idea that Angels is watching over my family, my son, is very strong to me. And so I nicknamed this song Caleb's Song. And this is in tribute to him and all those who are on the autism spectrum. So this is Angels watching over me all night, all day.
Thank you.
tenor Lawrence Brownlee, oh my lord, with a spiritual dedicated to his son Caleb, Angels Watching Over Me, also known as All Night, All Day. Talking to Lawrence Brownlee before the concert, I asked if Caleb enjoyed the music that his dad makes.
Well, he has on his iPad at home, he has a couple of my CDs, and so I'll be in the house, and at any given moment, I'll hear some of my music playing because he's listening to it. He's listening to it in some corner of the house. And yes, he definitely appreciates music. And sometimes my wife will say, "Would you mind singing him a lullaby or singing something?" And I'll sing it and send it. I'll record it on my iPhone and send it to him, and he'll play it, at random. Sometimes when he wants to be calm, I think he'll play it. He'll play it when he's completely wound up too. So I think he does appreciate music. He knows that I'm an opera singer, and he and my daughter both, I think they appreciate that in their different ways.
Lawrence Brownlee, a conversation you can hear in full at classicalwcrb.org/inconcert. Here he is again with pianist Mira Huang at NEC's Jordan Hall at the Celebrity Series of Boston tonight on In Concert. Have I seen or heard an audience in Boston more energetic for a performance than they were at Jordan Hall for tenor Lawrence Brownlee? There they are on their feet calling for his return in his concert with the Celebrity Series of Boston with pianist Mira Huang as well. Absolutely incredible. There with Come By Here. Before that, we heard Caleb's song or All Night, All Day. Also, Deep River, a personal favorite, and Every Time I Feel the Spirit, a set of spirituals with Lawrence Brownlee. And here he is back to the stage. Man, this audience cannot get enough, and can you blame them? Let's see what he's got planned.
One of the things I'm working on right now is a tribute album, so I'm a big fan of people like Nat King Cole, Johnny Hartman, Johnny Mathis, all those guys, Sammy Davis Jr., Billy Eckstine, a lot of these wonderful singers. And so one of the things is that I'm working on is the nearness of you. And so a friend of mine wrote this for me, and I was talking to him today, and he's talked about how he loves to relive these pieces and really, to bring them back into You know, these pieces are a bit dated, but to try to bring them back because they're wonderful gems. And so I would like to sing this, and I would like to dedicate this to a friend of mine. I just found out recently that a very dear friend of mine was told that she just has a few weeks to live. And so when I was singing, my very first role was Tamina on the Magic Flute. She was my Pamina. And so this, I'm thinking of her, so this is dedicated to her. This is the nearness of you. When you're
An encore here at Jordan Hall. That's The Nearness of You, tenor Lawrence Brownlee and pianist Mira Huang in concert with the Celebrity Series of Boston, and right here on WCRB in concert. I tell you, I have rarely seen or heard an evening of singing like this. It's really something special, and they're calling him back for more. What a voice. Let's see if he's got anything left in the tank. Donizetti's A Mes Amis from Daughter of the Regiment for the second time tonight. If you're keeping track at home, that is 18 high C's this evening from the one and only Lawrence Brownlee. Audience erupting to their feet as I have, and I know that they know what they have gotten here tonight. A once-in-a-lifetime concert, tenor Lawrence Brownlee and a great pianist, Mira Huang, as well at Jordan Hall in Boston as part of, and thanks to, the Celebrity Series of Boston, and we're able to bring it to you here and only here on WCRB in concert. Finally, they're letting the poor man stop singing after a pyrotechnic pedal-to-the-metal evening of vocal prowess. A singular voice, Lawrence Brownlee, here on 99.5 WCRB in concert. What an evening of music. I'm Chris Voss. This is WCRB in Concert, where each Sunday we bring you to the very best of our region's music scene, not the least of which is this concert. You can hear it again on demand and see a full broadcast schedule of upcoming WCRB in Concert broadcasts and performances at our website, classicalwcrb.org/inconcert. There you'll also find more about the upcoming Celebrity Series of Boston season and links for tickets. This broadcast produced by me, Chris Voss, mixed and edited by audio producer Antonio Oliard Ross. The executive producer of WCRB in Concert is Brian McCreath. Thank you to Lawrence Brownlee for taking time to chat with me for this broadcast, and to the staff of Celebrity Series of Boston for all their help in making this broadcast possible. Thank you for joining us for In Concert from WCRB, a part of WGBH Boston.